designer lash remover. She'd plumped for the best brand she could afford these days. She watched as her skin started to turn an angry shade of red. Cher felt her eyes sting and smart, a film of moisture blurring her vision as she experienced the force of her own fury now that her titillating moment on stage was over. She'd regret it in the morning, but right now Cher wanted to remove every trace of her performance outfit and not think about what her life had come to, even if that meant red, raw eyelids. The skin would bruise, no doubt, but she'd become more than adept at covering up those telltale signs with clever shading and blending lately. Needs must when the devil strikes. Throwing her lashes into the mesh bin, Cher cast her attention to the poster on the back of the door. It spelt out the name of the event she was appearing at. The Iguazu Falls Charity Blast. An event to raise awareness and as much moolah as possible for the ongoing conservation of the area and wildlife at Iguazu Falls, the magnificent collection of waterfalls cascading across the border between Brazil and Argentina. Cher hated charity gigs, no matter how beautiful the location, as they never paid well. But she was fully aware that she had only managed to blag her name onto the bill because one of the organisers was a lifelong fan of hers. She should think so, seeing as she'd once blown him rather expertly, backstage at a gig he'd organised back in New York. When was that? Oh yes, back when she almost had a career, and almost had her name written in lights. These days, her name was no more than half an inch tall on the lower reaches of a raggedy poster. She read the other names listed, all above hers. Crazy Sour, the world's favourite girl band, were headlining. Oh, the shame of that. A woman skilled in the art of showgirl tease having to play underling to that frothy trio of Pop-Tarts. That wasn't what Cher had gone to school for. Put in all the hours for. Not that the girls in Crazy Sour were as wholesome as the world seemed to think. Any fool could see that. Cher bent down to loosen the straps on her dual platform cage boots and kicked them off as she walked over to the poster to study the other names. Madden, the ultimate good time party band. Gemma Louisiana, the country and western star. Ellie Sweetrose, the hot soul sensation every trendy young thing and their dog were currently making out to, if the newsstands were to be believed. Names, names, names. Blah, blah, blah. All hosted by LA reality star Nova Chevalier, Latina actress Rosita Velasquez, and some third-rate comedian who'd managed to scrape in to finish in the top five on America's Got Talent. There must have been about a dozen acts on the bill, and yet her name seemed to be the smallest. She'd come such a long way in her time, even if her career highs hadn't been as astronomically sky-high as she'd once hoped. But surely there had to be life in the not-so-old corsets, suspenders and basques yet. She was a burlesque queen. A performer skilled with feathers, frills and flirtation. A temptress of tease. She would not be a washed-up glamour puss at the age of 28. She would make sure of that. She had options. There were always options. No, tonight may not have been lucrative when it came to being paid for her services on stage, but maybe it would be in other ways. There was enough potential from those she'd seen tonight. Even if the professional world had decided to place her at the bottom of the bill, she was more than aware that her shapely legs and ample breasts could still attract a lover when required. And not just the one. Not that any of her lovers seemed to be providing her with love in its most romantic form right now. Passion, excitement, sex, variety, kink, and on occasion brutality seemed to be washing over her in abundance. But when it came to hearts and flowers and Cupid's heart-seeking arrow, her love life was emptier than her bank account. Others found their soulmates. Why couldn't she? At least one that she truly wanted. Why was the grass?